Yeah.
Hold
Yo, man, I ain't wanna call you with, all this bad news and shit, bro.
up.
Yo, it's just like I can't hang around y'all no more, yo.
Around who?
Like y'all jiggin', y'all.
Why?
I'm starting the podcast, yo. I'm a mogul. I just can't be around y'all jiggin'.
You starting a podcast on mobile?
No, I'm a mogul. I'm too busy. I just can't be around Josh again.
Oh shit, okay.
Hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo. I'm Joe Sig. This is my mic. Y'all are the audience, and we need to speak. Yo, so check this out. As we speak, there's 332.7 million people in America. That's a lot of goddamn people. But that pales in comparison to 7.9 billion people around the world. Now, 5 billion of those said people have access to the internet. 4.65 billion of those people use social media. You want to know what the most searched thing on the internet is? It's YouTube. Do you want to know what the most searched thing on YouTube is? Number one, it's PewDiePie. I don't know what the fuck that is, to be honest with you.
Alright, so that was recorded prior to me knowing what this PewDiePie shit was, and now that I do...
Thanks! I hate it. I really do.
Yeah, let's get back to business though.
Two, ASMR. Okay, I can see people and shit like that. And number three is music. My personal favorite. But what's bugging me about this? You can find anything on the internet. You can learn anything on the internet. You can, it's people building shit out of mud and bamboo. I know y'all seen them two Filipino dudes, the ones with like twin Manny Pacquiao's. I don't even know if they really Filipino. But that's besides the point. Anything that you want to know or learn how to do, it's there. There's like, it's right there for you. Like, there's no question that can go unanswered. And still people call my phone asking me the weirdest Googleable, if that's a word, questions. It fucking boggles my mind. So what I want to understand is, why are people acting so helpless, within reason, when all the answers are right there? They would rather go for what entertains them. So is the human's drive derived from pleasure, or sustainability, life, survival? I need to understand this. And this is my first podcast.
All right, so I started the podcast because I'm very much into psychology. I wanted to understand the human condition. We are all having a very human experience that so many of us are very misunderstood. And I think it's because we have this notion of common sense. Like, I don't even know where that word came from. But like, think about it. What's really common? What about the human experience is so... it's so normal that anybody should just, should get it. You know what I'm saying? The first time around, especially most of us, we're just kind of, flying by the seat of our pants. You know, there are other people that we can follow in the path of, but like, how far does that really take you? But as far as that person just went, you know what I mean? And not a lot of us have the privilege of actually being able to step in other people's shoes who have went very far. Some of us come from broken homes. A lot of us come from broken homes. A lot of us come from less than desirable conditions and never seen anyone overcome those undesirable conditions. And so I just wanted to understand people, and I wanted to open up a platform for us to use dialogue and actually talk about these things and try to understand these things. I think everybody, whether you deem them as good or bad, they just want to understand the world around them, and they want to understand themselves. So this is the reintroduction of my podcast. And for this first episode, I actually did just reach out to the people that I knew around me to actually help me with this. I wanted to know what they thought the motivating force behind human behavior, human existence, and why we make the decisions we make and why we do with the things we do, and also get some insight into why, what's their driving, what's the core, what's the core motivator for them in their lives. And so they sent notes in, so let's listen to that.
Peace, King. So my driving force in life is to be a better human overall. And, you know, my son keeps me going. I think people driving force, you know, it's a multitude of things. I mean, I think it's a lot of self-discovery going on. Like, a lot of people don't always know, like, who they are or, you know, what their purpose is in life. And I'm one of those people, I don't necessarily know what my purpose is in life, and I'm still trying to figure that out.
I feel like the reason why anybody does anything, humans including animals, is off rip, nature versus nurture. How you were raised, how you were born, how you taken care of, how you grew up, where you grew up, and why you grew up in that area, or that situation. And also coupled with that is nature, predispositions, genetics, and things like that. People think how they think and move how they move and act how they act based off of predisposition. I think that's the wrong word, I believe.
It's all good, Queen, whatever.
But I think that's solely it. That's solely it. And then they reroute that to their own being as they get under them, as they get older and have more understanding.
What motivates me? just being able to be independent, you know, and take care of myself and take care of my children.
My mind is really on being successful. Sometimes I feel like I am successful, sometimes I don't. But, you know, every day I wake up thinking about what's the next plan and what can I conquer next. Because I feel like that I have been the leader of my family for so long that, you know, it's expected. So
for EJ, my driving force was just knowing that I am capable of doing whatever I put my mind to, and knowing the kind of life that I wanted to live. That was my driving force. And it still is, but now EJ has really given me more purpose and more motivation. I know the kind of life I want him to have. I know the kind of things I want him to experience. And that's my driving force.
So I think the driving force behind mankind in the United States in particular, I think is pleasure. I think we have so many things that happen to us that make us feel bad or not feel good about ourselves that we're always looking for something else that's gonna make us feel good, not being mindful of the impact that it may have on the other person or people involved. So I think in the United States, the driving force is pleasure. We don't like when people disagree with us. We don't like when people tell us no. We don't like to sacrifice. All we care about is feeling good in the moment.
Bars. Oh, man.
She killed that. I mean, exactly, man. That's just how I feel. I mean, she she drove home with that one. Like what she did right there was like get to the core, or one of the core factors of, you know, why humans behave the way they do, you know, pleasure. Not to take away from anything that anybody else contributed with what they said, because what they're saying is true too. Like they're speaking to their truth. What they feel like why they're doing it is because of their kids. They want to be successful. They want to build a legacy. But at the core of that, all these things make you feel good. Like achievement makes you feel good. It brings you a sense of pleasure, a sense of peace. Like, but yeah, man, Cuzzo, she really killed that. But this is what the podcast is about. You know, this is what I'm trying to do. Like, I'm trying to get a better understanding of human behavior, human interaction, you know, everything, spirituality, all of that. I'm trying to get a better understanding of the human experience. And I think through these conversations, if we can't come to some sense of agreement, then we can all come to an understanding. You know, we don't have to agree on everything, but I think we should at least strive to at least understand the next person's human experience, because it's very real, you know. You have to give credence to the existence of other people, like credibility, you know, that like we may not fully be able to see it, just exactly where somebody's coming from. But if we can look inside of ourselves and understand the way that we operate, then perhaps we could lend some sort of empathy for the circumstances or conditions of other people's life. So, you know, that's my time. This is the first episode of many more, you know what I'm saying? It's revamped, redone. I want to do it my way. This is how I want to keep moving forward with it. So I hope that y'all stick around. I hope that y'all keep kicking it with me. And I hope that y'all show up for the next episode, because the next episode is going to be dope too. The next episode is going to blow your mind. You know what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to get everybody on the same level or close to it, whatever I can do. But this has been another episode of We Need to Speak. Peace. Oh, and also, real quick, if you like some of the music that you heard in the background, I'm going to leave the links in the description from the artist that I borrowed some of that music for the making of this, for the purpose of making this podcast, as well as some of the links to some of the stuff that I'm doing. So be sure to click subscribe, read the description, and, you know, check it all out. Peace.